Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
VP of Sumer Sports is Eric Eager, good friend of the show for many, many years, talking all things analytics of football. And he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Eric, we are under 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. You're on in D.C. where the Commanders have the number two pick. What's your thought on what they should do with that selection?
Well, I think that quarterback is obviously the choice, and I don't know that they can go wrong with May or Daniels. I think Daniels is the favorite kind of wherever you look in the markets, and I get that. I think that there's quite a bit. He was as productive as any quarterback in this draft the last 2 years, and that includes Caleb Williams last year at LSU. I think that there are some questions about how slender he is and his pressure to sack ratio, but you know, he's a very good player there. I think that they could also do really well by taking Drake May, who's kind of that prototypical size at the position, great arm strength, good athleticism. So I think Washington fans, probably for the first time since they were picking second in 2012, should be really optimistic about what the team's doing here. And they have a couple options that I think are both intriguing for the club.
Eric, so just big picture, a couple of decades ago, we're sitting there going, what's the quarterback's record? And he just wins, and he's got a good chin. You know, now we're talking about pressure to sack rate. So the debate and conversations have advanced a long way, right? What's kind of popular information, and we know more than we ever have. But Grant's been, I don't want to put words in his mouth, he's been pretty concerned about that pressure to sack rate for Jaden Daniels there at number two. I've been less concerned because I think there's more context to it. I'd love for you to kind of go into that, right? Because that number, that 20% threshold, you don't want to be in that company generally. But I do think Daniels is an exception for a couple different reasons, but just want to hear you speak to it.
Yeah, it's not an eliminator, right? And I know you guys are in the NFC East, and I look back at like Randall Cunningham, right, who in the first 5 years of his career as a starter led the NFL in sacks taken four times. And during that time, he was second in MVP voting twice. He won a division twice. But that Eagles team never won a playoff game those years. And then, you know, they lost to the Commanders a few times, and there was always something missing, right? And I think that that's been the hidden variable where a lot of people look at passer rating, look at completion percentage, they look at touchdown interception ratio, and we're now finally becoming a little bit more awake. And I think Commanders fans last year realized with a guy like Sam Howell, who I think threw the ball pretty well most of the year, how much sacks can hurt an offense. To me, it's more just looking at that guy coming in and saying, you know, doing what the Bears failed to do, which is look at a guy like Justin Fields and say, okay, if I'm going to bring the guy in here, he's got a lot going for him, but the pressure to sack ratio is a problem, and I need to be able to build a team that avoids that issue. Washington's brought in, you know, Wiley and Lucas and Alec Reddy over the last few years, Beatis. They brought in people, you know, to try to protect him. Can they craft a system to accentuate Daniel's strength while avoiding what is very truly a weakness, and this is the biggest point, a weakness that has been one of the stickier ones college to pro. Accuracy is something a guy can improve. Performance under pressure is a thing a guy can improve as a passer. But college to pro, pressure to sack ratio is pretty stable. So knowing that that weakness is there ahead of time, can the Commanders build an offensive line so that they can avoid it? If they can, then it's not as big of a red flag as I think a lot of people are making it out to be.
Eric Eager of Sumer Sports on G&D. What are some of the analytical areas of concern for Drake May? A lot of what you hear is guys like Chris Sims who watch the tape and say they don't like the consistency of the mechanics or some of the misses. Are there numbers and data things where May is problematic?
Well, the one is May really struggled in the middle of the field? And so when I like to talk about, you know, quarterbacks throwing middle, you know, in terms of doubles and home runs. And, you know, last year, Daniels had 23 touchdowns and zero interceptions, throwing more than 20 yards downfield. Drake May, similarly good, right? He had 13 touchdowns, just four interceptions, throwing over 20 yards downfield. But Drake May, outside the numbers to the right, between 10 and 19 yards, had just a 28.2 passer rating. That's a place, those passes come off of play action. They're, you know, third down and five sometimes. Like, those are doubles in an offense in the NFL. And, you know, home runs, teams are pretty good at taking away the home run, right? Like, you know, they put out too high safeties, they pitch around you, that kind of thing. In the NFL, you have to be able to hit doubles. And last year, Drake May really, and the year before as well, really struggles in that 10 to 19 yard area outside the numbers sometimes. And, you know, that's not something that Jaden Daniels does. Jaden Daniels last year, outside the numbers to the right, 11 of 16, 203, two touchdowns, one interception, 125 passer rating. So, you know, I think that that's where maybe you can look at him and say, is that something mechanically? Is that something that can be improved upon? But that is something that when you looked at the production between those two men, it's in that kind of doubles range of the football field where May was unable to separate himself from Daniels last year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you mentioned the deep ball and the success Daniels had, statistically, he was throwing more wide open passes deep than anybody else. And he obviously was working with two first-round wide receivers that might actually go in the top, I don't know, 10, 12, 15, something like that. I mean, how concerned should I be about that? Because every time I think about that, then I go, well, Joe Burrow had Chase and Jefferson, and it worked out all right.
Yeah, that's the comeback, right? And a lot of people will come back to the numbers I said about deep balls, and they'll say deep ball accuracy is a wide receiver stat, and that is true to an extent, for sure. And you know, I think that deep ball ability is kind of a thresholding thing. Can you get the ball down there? The accuracy is more of a wide receiver, can they track the ball type of thing. You know, Josh Downs was a very good, you know, rookie receiver for the Colts last year. He left North Carolina last year. That left Drake May with a little bit less to work with, whereas Daniels, he kind of grew into a receiving core that was pretty awesome with Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. So I do think that that is one place where you have to grade the guys on a curve, and one of the reasons why, you know, when you've seen guys like Jordan Love, his second to last year at Utah State was much better than his last year at Utah State. Josh Allen, his second to last year at Wyoming was better than his last year at Wyoming. Even Justin Herbert, his sophomore year was better than his junior and senior year at Oregon. You do sometimes see guys who, even Brock Purdy was much better as a freshman even than he was some of his later years. That is one place where I like to think about those guys where if college football catches up to a guy and then they have to adjust, there's sometimes a better pro prospect than a guy who maybe like Daniels is only improving, because sometimes when you're improving, could it just have been that the wide receivers caught fire and the quarterback was along for the ride? And when he doesn't have those receivers there, he doesn't know how to adjust. I think with Daniels and with Burrow, they were able to sort of build off of it. But, you know, Burrow went to a place in Cincinnati that had Higgins and then eventually had Chase. In Washington, you know, you have McLaurin, you have Dotson, who has struggled his first 2 years. like, are you able to build around, Daniels slash May in a similar fashion? That's going to be the next question for Washington's front office. Can they get the receivers that are going to replicate the successful ones that Daniels had when he was at LSU?
Eric Eager, Sumer Sports, with us here on G&D. So this is one of the toughest things, I think, Eric, that where the world of scouting and the world of numbers meet. And I'm neither, by the way. I'm just a pudgy dude that likes sports and wants my team to win. But thinking back to, the playing days and otherwise, where a scout can go, yeah, this guy is raw and there's a bunch of mechanical flaws, but I see the thing, and the numbers will look at a guy and go, that dude stinks right now, for example. And again, I'm not saying May stinks, but looking at May, some of those inaccuracies and inconsistencies that bother some, where you're going, that dude is so open, everybody can make that throw, why can't you do that one? And then he pulls that unbelievable throw out of his hind parts, across his body, down the field, etc. How do numbers and data sort of account for someone that may not be a finished product just yet? That's what I find so fascinating about this process.
Yeah, there are factors that are pretty easy to put in a model, like age, volume. So a guy like Mac Jones, for example, he didn't have a lot of volume. So he, in theory, could have grown, but he was a little bit older. You have a guy like Daniels, who has played a ton of college football. Drake May, who's played a little bit less. So you factor those in. A lot of times, it's a really good question. You also have, with Daniels, you have two different college football programs he's played on. In the era of NIL and transfer portal, you really do have to have a question about how moldable is the clay that a guy comes into, right? If back in the day when you log on to University of Nebraska as a freshman, you stay there for 4 years, you're getting the same coach for four years in a row, you're probably pretty developed when you go and go play in the pros. Now, if you're hopping from UCF to USF and then all the way to Alabama, and you show some flashes, you're drafted in the first round, you might actually have more potential to grow. There's all kinds of factors that you have to factor in. And that's where I do think traditional scouting is actually going to come back and have a little bit more value than it used to, because there is more projection here. And then there's a whole deal about changing positions, which we're not talking about with quarterback, of course, but changing schemes is a big deal as well. Because you might, for example, Kingsbury might be asking May to do different things than he was in North Carolina, whereas he's going to do similar things possibly with Daniels than he did at LSU.
Who would you take if you were Peters?
I would take May, and the only reason I would take May is because of what you said. I think that you're buying Daniels at the top of the market. I think he's going to be, I would never ding him for taking May for Daniels. I think that that's a perfectly acceptable pick. But for me with May, there's a couple of things. I think he has the prototypical size. In the NFL, where offensive linemen don't get to practice as much, they're not as good as they used to be because of the CBA and because of what I just said with development. You need a sturdier quarterback. Guys are getting hurt more at that position than they ever have been. I think, the difference between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow is just physicality and how you can withstand injuries at the position because you're bigger. And I just think that there's a little bit more in the way of arm strength there. I think there's a little bit more potential there, but I think both guys are good. It's splitting hairs, but we'll all make the determination is May, just because I think he's a little bit more the prototypical player at that position.
Eric, always great catching up with you, buddy. Appreciate the time and insight, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a ton.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.